Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This is Bimbo News. With your host, Allie Siegel, Melissa Stecky.
Hello, and welcome to Web Crawlers Bimbo News. I'm Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
This is a podcast where we will cover everything from viral news stories to pop culture to things that we watched on TV during the week. We have a Patreon, and we just recorded an episode about the Love Has Won cult.
Mm-hmm.
Insane. And Maria drops the craziest fact about herself I've ever heard in my life.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
I'm not kidding. It's like the weirdest thing. It's the weirdest eccentricity that I've ever heard, I think. Join the Patreon to hear it. Patreon.com/webcrawlers for $5 a month. And please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and call into our hotline and leave a voicemail if you'd like to be on our mailbag episodes. Leave a message about something we've discussed in an episode. Tell us a secret. A story or whatever you would like, or your favorite holiday tradition or New Year's tradition would be fun. Or if there's like a cultural holiday story that you have, let us know. The number is
626-63-42069. Nice.
I was thinking, like, who's like the evil Santa?
Who's the evil Santa? Krampus?
Krampus. Yeah. Like if there's a Krampus type thing going on for you, let us know.
If you got a Krampus thing going on.
If you got a Krampus thing going on, let us know.
Let us know.
Let me tell you, once a month I get some Krampus. Melissa, who are our patrons this week?
We have Elizabeth S.
Elizabeth Smart.
That's what I was thinking. And Molly J.
Blige.
Blige.
I went on a date with someone once who was part of the search party for Elizabeth Smart.
Oh my God, that's right.
Yeah, I won't say who, but he and his family grew up with the Smarts.
Family
and,
friends.
Yeah, and he was part of the search party when she went missing.
What a random ass.
I know. And it was like the worst date ever, but I was just like, okay, but tell me more about this whole thing.
Okay, yeah. I don't like you, but tell me what happened.
Yeah, but I need to know everything. Anyways, let's get into it. What is some of the news for this week?
Well, Kevin Costner is dating Jewel.
I saw that photo of she's like on his lap.
It's weird. It's such a random hookup.
Where are they? They're like in Sundance or something, or like they're...
Well, they, TMZ says there were pictures of the ones of her sitting on his lap were shot on Richard Branson's island, the British Virgin Islands. They were part of a tennis fundraiser for the Inspiring Children Foundation. So Jewel's the founder of the org, and Kevin was her guest, I guess. They flew there together. They hung out for a week. Someone said there's something going on. They were flirty. And yeah.
I like it.
You know what?
I guess. I don't know.
I like it because he just got divorced. Maybe it's been an ongoing divorce from his ex, Christine, who's been like trying to get a bunch of money from him.
Oh, right. We talked about that.
It's been a whole thing.
Is she the one who spends like all that money on plastic surgery each month? And we're like, that's not possible.
It was like 30 grand on like workout, gym, health stuff.
He wanted someone who was au naturel, like Jewel.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right. Yeah. Curious to see where it goes.
Uh-huh.
I saw yesterday that Amanda Bynes, who I didn't know was, I thought that she was
out
still
in the world.
Yeah, I didn't know she was still out in the world. Starting her own podcast.
Wow.
I'm still continued to be worried about her. She doesn't really seem 100% yet.
Is she still married to?
Oh God.
She got.
I don't.
Married to someone.
Yeah, I think they got divorced. I think that was during some sort of episode she was having, because she also got that heart tattooed on her face.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, what does she do? What is she up to now? She graduated from FIDM in 2019. I thought that's where she met.
This past March, she was on a 72-hour psychiatric hold.
Right. The previous weekend, she'd been scheduled to appear at an All That panel at 90s Con, but she did not appear. June 17th, she called the police because she had thoughts of self-harm.
Well, that's good. I'm glad she called someone.
Oh, she left the facility on June 30th.
Interesting.
What is, did she say what her podcast is?
Yeah, so it's with... it's Amanda Bynes and Paul Szymanski, the podcast.
Who's that?
Yeah, so I like went on his Instagram.
Szymanski, a biochemist. What? Wait, hold on. This E article. She and co-host Paul Szymanski, a biochemist, speak to Los Angeles tattoo artist Dahlia Moth, who had met the Hairspray star a few years ago while working at a Spirit Halloween store.
What? Honestly, I might tune in then. But Paul Szymanski guy, rainbow hair.
Okay.
Glitter. It's not like a biochemist who's wearing like a lab coat.
No. Okay, so she announced in November that she and Paul are working on a podcast saying they're going to interview their friends. They were hoping to make it mainstream and interview celebs and artists.
Yeah, stay tuned, I guess.
Stay tuned. Okay, speaking of...
Waiting for it. Yeah, sure.
Hollywood chaos. Sam Haskell, who we did our Patreon episode about 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
Who allegedly murdered his wife and her parents, whose bodies they still have not found.
The parents, yeah.
Right. He appeared in court shirtless.
He's trying to get an insanity plea, right? Like, there's no other reason you appear in court
shirtless. He was wearing a jumpsuit, but he took off the top part of the jumpsuit, right? And he's just like has his... Oh, wait. He was stripped to the waist because he's on suicide watch. This is what the Daily Mail says.
But how does that even make sense, though? Because then wouldn't they not want his arms free? Or wouldn't they, like, what?
He was bare-chested wearing an anti-suicide smock around his waist. Oh, so were his hands, like, kind of shackled? to his waist in this like waistband maybe. Thing they have. I think those things.
But why not a shirt? Oh, because maybe they're afraid that you can use the.
I guess
shirt for something.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, okay. So because I thought it was his jumpsuit like folded down, but it's no. It's an actual thing where his.
Oh, his hands, I only saw the photo you sent us.
Being I know. Like, I just shirtless. Said shirtless. Yeah. I was like, okay. Oh, okay. And he was seen holding a bag with a small carton of milk and some snacks.
Interesting.
Okay. So, yeah, they haven't found those bodies yet, which seems crazy.
I mean, not that crazy if you think he disposed of them in a dumpster and then they went to the trash dump where there's like hundreds of thousands of
yeah.
like a landfill. I mean, I don't think that there's going to be good luck finding that. They're going to have to use like other evidence or.
Well, speaking of rich Nepo babies, Hunter Biden.
I'm sorry, but I love him.
Turns out he's so hot. He spent $870,000 on sex workers, porn, and sex club memberships over the past 5 years, I believe.
Who, I mean, the issue is, I guess, that he didn't file his taxes correctly.
He did not pay his taxes during those years.
Right.
So he's indicted for tax evasion, I believe. And they released his his spending habits. Like, yeah, I would assume that's what he was spending his money on. But like, that's yeah. not illegal. Also, good for him for spending money on sex workers and porn. Because you could very well just go out and get it for free. He's, right. you know, supporting the community.
Also, I mean, listen, tax fraud isn't okay. That's a problem.
Right.
But he's not a political figure.
Right. He's a private citizen.
Yeah, he's a private citizen. His dad is. He's not. Mm-hmm. I know it's interesting, clearly, but he has never, like, Trump's kids, for example, like, speak on political platforms.
They were. They were employees yeah. of the White House.
Right. Which is illegal, right?
You would think.
I think it is illegal. Your family can't be. But he doesn't work in the political sector. I mean, no. I know that he was in the army, I believe, right? Or was that the other brother?
I think it might have been the other brother.
I think it was.
But his defense attorney said his taxes have since been paid. So he's paid what he owes. So he was up to date.
He was an attorney?
Oh, was he?
I mean, I guess that's kind of a problem. But I mean, no, not the sex work part. I mean, I'm not paying your taxes if you're an attorney is a problem. But listen, I don't give a shit. I think he's fine. And he's been very vocal about having various addictions that he's tried to seek yeah. treatment for. So I think he's a sick person who mm-hmm. has tried to get well, and like we have to see it as such. So,
and he paid back all the taxes he owed. So, what's the problem?
Yeah.
I mean, tax
sorry. Sorry, he's a hot bitch.
Sorry, he's a hot bitch.
Don't be jealous. Yeah. Sorry, but don't be jealous. He's married.
He's married. Yeah. He has a couple kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, she went to UCLA.
Oh, his She's wife pretty. Or his daughter?
His wife. Ooh. Melissa Cohen Biden.
Oh, Melissa Biden.
It rolls off the tongue. She's a South African-American activist and documentary filmmaker.
Oh, neat.
Born in Johannesburg.
Wow.
Interesting. Someone who is not nice to women. That's another thing I will say is there's never been anything, as far as I know, about Hunter Biden like abusing or
right.
being inappropriate or anything to women, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, of everything that I've seen, it's just him doing drugs Yeah. Smoking crack with
Yeah, just him smoking
ladies.
Crack with ladies.
He's like, not hitting anyone. He's not abusing anyone. He's
sexual assault. He's like paying
for everything.
Yeah, like I don't know. It's not like he's like an Army Hammer.
No.
So Diddy issued a statement after his fourth alleged victim comes forward.
Oh, shit.
Loser behavior. He says, enough is enough. The all caps statement began. For the last couple of weeks, I have sat silently and watched people try to assassinate my character, destroy my reputation and my legacy. By the way, this was like on Instagram, which is so stupid. Sickening accusations have been made against me by individuals looking for a quick payday.
Mm-hmm.
Obnoxious. Mm-hmm. Let me be absolutely clear. I did not do any of the awful things being alleged. I will fight for my name, my family, and for the truth. Sean Diddy Combs.
Okay.
But it's like, your family is some of the people who are alleging this, like exes, and so I don't, sorry, but I don't believe that he's innocent.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, where there's smoke, there's fire.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of people who should be fired forever, Twitter's the wrong word, Elon Musk of X restored Alex Jones's account.
What the fuck?
After he did one of his stupid ass polls being like, do you think I should restore Alex Jones' account? Like, yes or no? And I guess most people voted yes.
Ugh.
And now it's been restored, which is another reason where I'm like, I should get off this platform.
I don't really tweet that much anymore. It's
like,
just,
what a fucking garbage person.
That's horrendous. It's insane. Like everything, every time I go on there, I'm suggested people I don't follow. And it's always like racist, anti-Semitic people. I don't like right-wing people. I don't want to see any of those tweets. Why do I want to look at this?
It's because that's what gets the most interaction.
I know. It's so fucked up.
It's horrible because there's people who obviously like feel the opposite of what these people are saying and they'll engage. Mm-hmm. And they'll say like, fuck you, or this is stupid or whatever. And then that just gives it more engagement. Yep. And then that gives it.
Or ads. Like people posting fake things, like a fake video in Israel. And people are like, this is fake. This isn't real. It doesn't matter. It's just getting more views and more replies. And people are just upset about it. Like it doesn't, nothing matters if it's real or fake. It's so
awful. I guess Alex Jones's first post was something about Alex Tate. It says Alex Jones conspiracy theorist returns to X with the with an Andrew Tate post.
Oh,
I don't even
God.
Like it's just God, one thing after another. I don't know what Elon Musk's long game is.
Like, I don't know. He's clearly losing money. I don't understand.
Yeah. What does he want the platform to be? Like, does he just want it to be a right-wing platform and get everyone off? I just don't understand what he...
It doesn't.
Maybe that's what'll be most lucrative for him if he just builds it up that way.
I guess, but like half of the country is gonna delete their accounts. You're just losing subscriber. Like, you're losing users. Like, it's just... I don't understand.
But maybe the other half is on the internet more, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. I keep getting like notifications like upgrade to this, pay this amount, you can tweet more, pay this amount, you can post longer videos. I'm like, I'm not subscribing to any of this shit.
Yeah, I'm not paying for that. Thank you.
Not paying for that. SantaCon. SantaCon is where a bunch of bros dress up in Santa outfits and they descend on New York City, getting wasted in Santa costumes and being obnoxious.
Are they? I've never like experienced it.
I've never experienced it. I've seen videos and photos of it. No one likes it.
Is it? It's like a bar crawl, right?
Yes.
Like everyone just dresses as Santa and they do it in Santa Monica too. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I bet. But it's all bros. And a report came out that the SantaCon has a charity as well.
Oh,
and they
no.
spent charity funds on crypto and Burning Man. They've apparently raised over $1.1 million for charitable causes. But between 2014 and 2022, they raised $1.4 million, but only a fifth of that money went to registered nonprofits. And a third of the donations went to groups connected to Burning Man, while the group lost thousands on cryptocurrency investments. And more than half the funds were used to cover operating costs, like venues, permits. So operating they be lying. Costs. Oh, there's one in San Francisco.
Ugh. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's like an official SantaCon, the one that's in Santa Monica, but I think that we all need to recognize that crypto is not going to pop off. And
yeah.
I think we just need to get off that train. And I don't think that you should invest money.
It had its year. People yeah. made a lot of money. People lost a lot of money. And like NFTs are not really a thing now.
No, I think like that tide has gone, and maybe it will come back in the future. I don't know, but I certainly don't think that you should be investing a nonprofit or any important amount of money into crypto in hopes that you will get a large amount of money back.
No, you heard it here.
It should only be disposable income that you're putting into crypto if you want to do that at all.
As your financial advisors.
Yes,
that exactly. is our advice for yes, the that... day. I saw this funny article that someone got a Christmas tree in Kentucky, and this family doesn't notice that there's a baby owl nesting in their tree for
That's
4 days.
That's like my dream.
I know.
Literally my dream.
This article is funny. It says, what a hoot.
Oh, boy.
The homeowner said they brought the live tree into their home with no idea there was an owl in it until a carpet cleaner noticed the animal while working in their home. The carpet cleaner said the owl was literally sitting on a lower limb. It crawled up into the tree further. It took me several minutes to even find it. Oh, the family has three dogs.
And oh, my God.
They use the room nonstop, and there was no indication. Like, the dogs didn't even...
That's crazy.
Yeah, I guess it was maybe just, like, really quiet, because it was probably
scared. It must
scared.
Have been, like, paralyzed with fear.
Yeah.
I feel so bad for that little owl. Like, I hope it finds its little owl family.
I know. They released the owl back into the wild... And the owner said that she's going to knit an ornament of the bird to place in her tree.
Oh, well, isn't that nice?
Isn't that nice?
Isn't that sweet?
And then I, of course, clicked on that article, and then it took me to another article of a possum being in a Christmas tree.
What the fuck is going on?
In Texas.
What Christmas tree lots are these people going to?
Texas woman had got the shock of her life. When she looked into her Christmas tree and saw a little possum staring back. They posted a video. It was just sitting on a branch. And possums are very
nice.
Shake
these trees out.
She's like, I have no idea how this possum got in my house and up into my tree. But I wonder if it was in the tree prior to you getting the tree. Wait, she said that she first became aware of the mammal when she heard a faint sneeze over her shoulder.
I would Achoo. Freak out. Huh? I would literally
Oh my God, I would freak the
out.
Fuck out.
I would lose it.
She has a lot of animals. She has three rescue dogs, a cat, two pythons, and a bearded dragon.
This bitch should just keep the possum.
Yeah. So she heard the sneeze again, and then she's like, okay, something's over there. And she's like, is it a rat or something? And then she looked and it was just a possum just staring back at her.
I want to hear a possum sneeze. That's kind of cute.
Yeah, so she got some gloves.
Oh my God, she did
it? Was
it?
In there for 10 days?
Oh my God, it must have been so hungry. Or it was probably left the tree at night to like eat the dog kibble or something.
Oh, I bet that's what it did.
Yeah.
So she called a wildlife expert. To get the possum out. He put up a fight, held onto the branches with his little hands, He's like, I don't want to go. There's free food here.
Did you see the possum on like the football field, or maybe it was like a soccer field? No. And they tried to, it was really funny. I can't remember where it was. This was a few weeks ago, but a possum was running across a football or a soccer field or something, and they had to stop the game and get the possum. And the possum was doing the same thing where it was like so pissed and they were like dragging it off.
Oh, possums are nice. They're very nice. And they get very scared easily.
Yeah, of course.
We got a Christmas tree and there was an alarming amount of spiders in it. I saw at least like 5 spiders.
Yeah, it's fucked up. That's how I get it. I have a fake tree. I'm not going to fuck around with real shit.
Well, I have a deal with spiders. I say, you guys can stay if you eat mosquitoes.
Yeah, if you eat mosquitoes and flies.
I let them stay. If they're like scary big spiders, I'm like, okay, I like get a piece of paper and I shuffle them outside. But if they're small, I'm like, you know what?
Yeah, small ones, I don't care. Stay there was here. A huge one of those golden orbs from outside.
Oh, fuck those.
was inside the other day on my couch.
Wait, is it the same one that's been building a...
Oh, not the same one, because there's tons of them outside.
There's an
epidemic of them. But I was like, okay, this must have gotten inside on my couch because it was on me at a point. Like on a sweater or something. Well, it must have been, because how else would it get on my couch? Like, it must have been on me, and I sat down, and I'm really sorry, guys, that I killed it.
When you had the door open, snuck right in, maybe, crawled up on your couch.
Oh, God, I was just like, it was really scary. Well, speaking of things that are scary, I read yesterday 3 different people armed with machetes at the Cecil Hotel. And the Cecil Hotel is where Elisa Lam was found in the water tower in downtown L.A. But 3 different people armed with machetes. I'm like, are they together, or is this just a coincidence of 3 different people with machetes?
Right. Is that
it's the word different that
it's from the downtown L.A. scanner.
Yeah. Why 3 people with machetes versus 3 different people with machetes is where I'm really stuck.
Is that the only
yes, there's nothing
news
else
about it? Yeah, I need to know more about these machetes.
Yeah, I want to know about the people. Like, was it just 3 random different people who had machetes, or were they together in a group? Was it a robbery? Was it just like I don't know.
That place is...
But I was going to say, still cursed. Remember they were going to like try to make it cool and put a pool at the top and stuff?
I thought they were supposed to do that.
I don't think they ever did.
Rent it out as like long-term housing. I don't know. That was supposed to happen like 2021 or something.
Oh my God. The Cecil Hotel's... Instagram is like literally pictures of like Elisa Lam and Richard
Romero.
They have
an Instagram?
Well, it might not be the official one. I'm just at the Cecil Hotel.
Come to the Cecil Hotel. This is where this girl died.
Yeah, people killed here. Yeah.
It was, December 2021, it was turned into an affordable housing complex. Speaking of machetes.
Yes.
Speaking of stabbing someone with a knife, Taylor Swift fans were commenting with snake emojis on Kim Kardashian's posts.
Oh,
the phone call.
The Time magazine article.
Yeah.
I think, like, for those of you who don't know, Taylor Swift said in the Time magazine article that Kim Kardashian, like, illegally taped her and edited it, the video with her and Kanye, saying that it was okay for Kanye to talk about her in the song. I feel like this is all stuff from like 10 years ago that drop it. Has Kim ever said sorry or anything?
I don't think so.
I think Kim should just say sorry. And then, I mean, because she's not even with Kanye anymore. So I think she should just be like, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, it says Kim Kardashian still hasn't apologized to Taylor Swift over leaked calls. She never apologized. Yeah, so I mean, I think all she has to really do is just apologize and just say, I shouldn't have done this. I was in a relationship where I felt pressured to or something. Yeah. And then the whole situation will just be over. I just feel like you don't want Taylor Swift as an enemy.
No, she'll write a whole album about you.
Yeah, I think she should apologize. That's another, and she shouldn't invest in crypto. Those are my two advices for Kim Kardashian.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Well, speaking of Taylor Swift, her BFF, Selena Gomez, is apparently dating Benny Blanco.
I don't even know who that is, and I hate Selena Gomez.
A music producer? He's Justin Bieber's producer.
And Halsey, Ed Sheeran, Ariana Grande, Khalid, Snoop Dogg. I don't know where she said it, but she was like, he's my whole heart.
About who?
Benny Blanco.
What? They just started dating.
I know. That's why I don't like her. I think she's like a relation. I don't know. I think her whole identity is always like other people. Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of her. This is sad relationship news having nothing to do with the relationship, but I don't really know how to pronounce his last name. Is it Derek Huff?
Huff, right?
Huff. He's from Dancing with the Stars. His wife.
Oh, I saw this.
Yeah. Haley Herbert, 28 years old, had to get emergency brain surgery. Yeah. I guess. So she had become like, she's also a dancer. She had become disoriented. And they took her to the hospital, and she was diagnosed with a cranial hematoma from a burst blood vessel, and she had to get an emergency craniotomy. So, it's basically like a blood clot, kind of, in the brain. And he wrote, Haley has always inspired me with her will, her strength, and her resilience, and no more so than the last 48 hours. She is now on the long road to recovery. Words cannot express how grateful and thankful we are for the support and love that you have given us. The kindness that we've been shown is incredibly unfathomable, and life-changing time is immeasurable.
Does
that sound weird?
Yes, it does.
Okay. prayers to them. That sounds so scary. I can't even imagine how terrifying that must have been. So
yeah.
Other celeb news.
Did you read this Taryn Manning thing in the Hollywood Reporter?
No, but we were talking about Taryn Manning the other day because she was on the Whitney Cummings podcast.
Right.
And I think that Taryn Manning is either like mentally ill or on something, or I don't know. I think she was amazing in Orange is the New Black.
She's a great actress.
Well, that's like all I've really seen her in other than like Crossroads. There's video, it's now deleted on her Instagram, of her being like, can we find that video to play some of it? About her talking about like licking that guy's butthole, that married guy's butthole.
She talks about that in this interview, and she was like, I don't remember that. I blacked out. But she says, she's like, I didn't even drink that much, but I blacked out. And you're like, huh?
Yeah, I think she said she was having like mania or something.
She's like, I don't think I'm mentally ill. Like, people say that, and I don't think I am. But she says she blacks out and she doesn't remember doing these things.
I would go to the doctor. If you're blacking out and doing really weird things, I would see a doctor, stat, actually.
And she said she hasn't gotten much money from Orange is the New Black, or she has like less than $10,000 in her bank account. And she tried to get a job at a dog groomer's place, but she didn't get hired.
I think that these are all signs that maybe there might be an issue at hand. I think she's probably been blowing through that money with stuff. And she does like sermons on her Instagram, which is not a problem. It's like amazing that you're connected to God, but her behavior is just a little wonky. She also said on the Whitney Cummings podcast that she was offered like the gold juice 3 times in her Hollywood career.
Right.
And Whitney Cummings is like, what's the gold juice? I don't know what that is. And she's like, well, you know, they offer you the gold juice. It's so you have a good career and like eternal life. And, you know, everyone drinks the gold juice. But I said no. And people are theorizing that like the gold juice is like adrenochrome. That's what she's alleging, like QAnon stuff. What does this article say?
You know, whatever. I'm fine. And it talked about how amazing she is as an actor. In her audition for Crossroads, the director or somebody said she, like, when she came in for the audition, like, picking her arm, she had like a scab on her arm that she was like picking the whole time, and was like, they thought she was like in character because like she was trying to play like a trailer park girl, and they're like, oh no, that's just how she is, because like she was so good, they're like, oh no, that's just...
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, her Instagram is, she's literally her character from Orange is the New Black.
Yes.
She's like giving like Jesus sermons and kind of like methed out. And so I don't know.
And she would show up to set having not slept. People would be like, okay, you need to leave. Like, you can't shoot today. You're like not in shape. But she's like, no, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine.
Will you play the video I just sent you?
Yes.
So I had to pull over because I'm just like, I don't want to like cause crashes because I'm just so rooted right now. So the man that I've been messing with is a married man, and every night, well, for about 3 nights in a row, or even maybe there's a night in between, I was licking his butthole.
No.
Yep. Because he liked it.
No.
And I didn't mind doing it. Is that weird? Yeah. And that is what demons do. So
demons.
We drove all the way down to Newport Beach today so I could buy him a boat. I was so in love, so I could buy this gentleman a boat. And I brought cash to put a down payment down. Like, I really loved him. I was like, yeah, I was like, we're into the same thing, like, we're kinky, blah, blah, blah. And his wife, because he's married, and I feel so bad because I can't stand her. I can't stand his wife. Because she wasn't even like, wait, what? You've been messing with my man? She said, you lunatic, you get out of my life or I'll get an RO on you. No, I'll put your ass in jail. Anyway, so I've been licking your man's butthole for weeks on end because he likes it a lot, and I do it to him, and he comes to me, and it happens. And that's a lot. I know it's a lot of information, but I'm the lunatic, right? No, I'm just single. Very single.
No, I'm just single.
And he came to me. So you don't accuse me of being the lunatic, but I'll tell you one thing, lady. You want to put me in jail? I'll put you in jail so fast, your head will be spinning. Don't you ever threaten me. And I will show you how I do. Oh. Don't you ever threaten me when your husband came to me to get his butthole licked.
So, for me, that's not a vision of sanity.
Well, she says she blacked out during this video.
Right.
Okay. Well, what's next? Oh my God, the applesauce. Baby applesauce.
Yeah, scary.
Don't feed your baby. What is this brand of applesauce that apparently has lead in it? A Washington Post. Applesauce lead cases in kids surge amid questions on FDA oversight. 118 cases linked to lead poisoning. It is in the ones called Wanabana. Wanabana applesauce.
Wanabana.
Schnucks and Weiss.
Scary.
It's scary because Ripley eats these pouches. And you never fucking know, like...
Of course. Everything feels so dangerous. Them. I know. It's really, really terrifying.
I feed her, like, fruit and vegetables, and this Jennifer Garner's company, Once Upon a Farm, that claim they do, like, monthly testings for metal. Like, you can't fucking trust any of this stuff. It's scary.
No, it really scares me, too. That's why I don't have kids. Anyways, for television, I started watching The Good Wife. And
oh, I want to watch that.
It's really good. I think Juliana Margulies recently said some controversial
stuff. She's in that. Is Archie Punjabi in that too? Or is that what show were they in together? Where they like didn't get along? Yeah, Archie Punjabi is in that show with Juliana Margulies. And they were like, they apparently couldn't be in the same room together.
Oh my God, really?
And I think it was like the finale or something where they filmed and they were clearly like not, they did like green screen. They were not
shut
in the same
up.
Room. They had to like, because Archie was on Blind Spot.
Oh, really? I like her a lot. Yeah, I'm pretty sure she just said some like racist stuff, Juliana Margulies or something.
She did.
The news recently. Yeah. So sorry, but I just recently started watching The Good Wife because a mutual friend of ours had told me a while ago to be like, I had asked for a suggestion on just like easy TV to watch. And he said, watch The Good Wife. And I thought it was like a family story based off the title. But it's a lawyer drama.
Yeah.
It's like an Ally McBeal kind of thing. So it's fun to watch. It's like easy, good background television.
And I watched The Good Fight, which was a spinoff of that.
Oh, really?
Which is really, really good.
Oh, I see it down here.
Yeah. It's on like CBS streaming or something.
Oh, yeah. She starts a new law firm from scratch. Christine Baranski. I like her a lot.
It's The Good Fight is so good. If you're looking for another show to watch.
I should watch them simultaneously. That's good. Yeah, it's really fun. I like it's it really a lot.
I'm still watching The Curse. I like it.
Can't do it.
I like it. It's so weird. It's so weird. Just saying. Big fan of The Curse. And you watch The Holdovers?
Yeah, so I watched The Holdovers. Paul Giamatti, I don't know what year it takes place in. I want to say the 70s, but it's probably not the 70s. Plays a teacher, and he is forced to stay on campus during winter break with the school's cook and one of the students. And it's a sweet...
Alexander Payne directed it.
Yeah. It's a really good movie. I really like the way it's directed also. So if you're looking for something to watch, I had to like rent it for $19. So you might want to wait.
It's the same guy who directed Sideways.
Yeah, it's really, really good. And I'm a huge Giamatti head. So if you're looking for something to... And also, I think that Paul Giamatti has a... podcast about Bigfoot.
What?
Yes. Here, yeah, chin wag. Paul Giamatti chin wag. Actor Paul Giamatti joins forces with author and philosopher Stephen Asma for a freewheeling series of conversations that deep dive into the wilderness of the mind. And I think, okay, yeah, are we living in a simulation? What's the most perfect sentence in literature? Is Bigfoot interdimensional? Science, the occult, philosophy, magic mushrooms, it's all fair game.
Wow.
I think that Paul Giamatti would like old school web crawlers.
Wow. Okay, Giamatti.
Yeah. So, cool. Yeah, he real Giamatti head over here.
So it turns out I said RoboCop was shot in Toronto. I was wrong, and I was corrected on our Patreon. It was shot in Dallas and Pittsburgh.
Oh, interesting.
Just wanted to, you know, the correction.
Yeah. A late,
I don't want to be putting out misinfo about RoboCop.
Yeah, fake news about RoboCop into the ether. All right, guys. Well, that's it for today. If you have any news or gossip, please call in and let us know. I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
And that's all, folks. Bye. Bimbo news. Bimbo news. Bimbo news. All the news you can handle. Bimbo News. So tune in to this channel. Bimbo News. Everything you want to know. Bimbo News. About recent news and TV shows. Bimbo News. Powered by Acast. Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.